Welcome back to the Just Act podcast. I'm Dr. Ashley Fiorelli, your host and guide on this journey towards psychological flexibility and personal transformation. If you're new to the podcast, Just Act is all about acceptance and commitment therapy, or ACT, and how you can help clarify and transform different aspects of your daily life. As a behavior analyst, trauma-informed practitioner, yoga teacher, and lifelong learner, I'm excited to share the insights and techniques that have helped me and countless others find greater meaning, purpose, and happiness. Whether you're a seeker of information, a seeker of self-reflection, or a seeker of creating positive change for yourself, this podcast is for you. You can always join me for workshops, online courses, and personalized coaching to deepen your practice and accelerate your growth. Visit my website to learn more and sign up today. As always, I want to emphasize that the information shared here is not a substitute for mental health services and support. Instead, each episode is my hope to provide a different perspective in looking at daily challenges, struggles, and growth opportunities. By cultivating psychological flexibility, we can learn to make decisions based on the present moment, our values, and the willingness to hold space for uncomfortable feelings along the way. So whether you're just getting started or continuing on your ACT journey, thank you for joining me on this path towards greater well-being and fulfillment. Let's just ACT. Today, we're going to talk about workability and burnout. Have you ever experienced burnout where you feel exhausted, overwhelmed, and disconnected from your work or other aspects of your life? So burnout is becoming increasingly common in our fast-paced, high-pressured world, but there is hope. Today, we'll explore how acceptance and commitment therapy can help you overcome burnout by focusing on workability during periods of times where you might be experiencing burnout. First, I think it's important to touch on what burnout is. For today's conversation, we're going to center burnout on work environments. So burnout is measured by three areas of symptoms that you might experience. One, depersonalization. So this is a sense of disconnectedness from your work. You don't see yourself in your work. You don't see the importance and the value of the work that you do. Two, exhaustion. And this could be physical or emotional exhaustion, a sense of dread when approaching work tasks. And three, a decreased sense of effectiveness. So some cynicism, a sense of failure in your work. So these three areas, when they happen together, is what lets us know that burnout is occurring. What's also important to note is that stress and burnout are not the same thing. Symptoms may look similar across stress and burnout. However, stress typically resides in a lower intensity in feeling and actions taken compared to the higher intensity of feelings of being burnt out across those three areas. So let's do a check-in here and reflect. On a scale of 0 to 10, 0 being not feeling these things at all, and 10, 100% connected to those descriptions of depersonalization, exhaustion, and a decrease of effectiveness, where do you see yourself falling? So just take some time there. If you are a newsletter subscriber, you'll be getting a worksheet that parallels this episode to help guide you through some burnout and self-reflection. That's just a little bit about burnout. And now let's move towards how using the ACT framework, acceptance commitment therapy, can support you both with stress and, more importantly, burnout. Remember that within the ACT framework, you're constantly checking in on this idea of workability for yourself. Workability being defined as whether your actions are effective in aligning with your goals and your values. This is different than traditional workability, which focuses on whether something is functioning properly or not. So, for example, a car may be functioning properly but not workable if it doesn't meet your needs and your goals. So we're going to utilize that concept of workability throughout today's episode. How can we do that? Well, in order to know if our actions are aligned with values and goals, gaining clarity on your values at work is the first step. So my first reflection question here is, what are your values within your work setting? Values that you would freely choose regardless of who is around you. So take some time there to pause, to reflect. If you feel clear on your values, let's check in on where there's a misalignment. Is it within workplace relationships? Is it within your workday routine and structure? And here, see if you can identify four areas of your day specifically and see where you are aligned and where you are misaligned. So those areas could be client interactions, supervisory interactions, could be a day-to-day routine. Pick four areas that come to mind. And again, this will be on the worksheet as well. And do a little check-in on what is aligned and where you are misaligned. Misaligned meaning you're moving away from your values, away from your goals. Aligned being I'm moving towards this. I feel connected to my values and my goals. So what we're hoping to do here is move you from burnout and inaction towards potentially burnout and action. Those two can be together. And that might feel uncomfortable to feel burnt out and moving towards action, but those small actionable steps, even when the feelings of burnt out have come up, can be really helpful towards moving you out of burnout. So the value-aligned actions will start to transform your burnout and get you back to where you feel aligned and connected. So hopefully you'll take some time to get some clarity on your workplace values and where you're aligned and misaligned. Once you have that, it's time to start to think about creating different boundaries around those values. Maybe you have some boundaries and you haven't been able to put them into practice. Maybe there are no boundaries. Boundaries are not easy to identify and not necessarily easy to implement. It will take practice, and committing to this practice of putting boundaries in place helps you recharge and prevent future burnout. So let's consider some workplace boundaries, maybe time boundaries, communication boundaries, interaction boundaries, caseload boundaries. These are just a few examples that you're going to want to explore how they might align with your values. For example, I have a time boundary at 6 p.m. I turn off my notifications, my work texts, and shut down my email because that relates to my value of rest. So putting your value-based boundaries into action is an act-based action. Know that people are going to react to your new boundaries in different ways. It could be positive, it could be neutral, and potentially negative, because it's a new boundary that they have not experienced, and that is uncomfortable also for you and them in that moment. So we have to acknowledge that it's going to be maybe a difficult practice for some of you. Your quote-unquote job is to explore these boundaries, these value-based boundaries, and then decide if that boundary is actually workable for you in the long run. So remember, these value-based boundaries should be intertwined with that workability concept, and if that boundary is effective for you and your work life. It's also completely possible to set up boundaries that are unworkable and then actually move you away from your values. Typically, these boundaries look like boundaries, but are actually more aligned with avoidance-based behaviors. So avoiding certain interactions or avoiding certain places in the workplace because it's uncomfortable or because it brings up fear or worry is going to probably be leading you away from what's important to you versus a boundary that brings you closer to those things. And the last way we'll talk about ACT and burnout management is through the process of being present in the moment. So no one wants to feel burnt out, right? This often leads us to ways to take our mind off the feelings of being burnt out. So maybe taking us from that present moment to the past or the future. If you're on the side of burnout, you may be flashing forward to the future and kind of predicting this level of exhaustion of all the tasks that you have to do and how you'll feel after you do them. And then you maybe inadvertently choose, and I say choose in quotations, that it's not a free choice. You just feel like you're maybe moving towards distraction or avoidance and doing some scrolling on social media, because that in that moment takes you away from that future worry of the level of exhaustion you may or may not feel when you get there. What if you were able to reorient here? What if you were able to notice that projection of the future worries for you and your tasks? What if you were able to ground yourself in the uncomfortable feeling of current exhaustion and choose the more reasonable and accessible task at that present moment. What if you were able to do this on repeat? Right? So being present gives you this beautiful moment to acknowledge the burnout symptom, which is really uncomfortable to acknowledge. It gives you the moment to be willing to lean into that feeling and just know that that is a temporary moment. And then be present enough to choose that value-based aligned action. Here's a three-step process to help you get into the present moment. It's called now. N equals noticed, O equals observe, W equals workaround. So how can you notice, observe, and find a workaround that gets you potentially closer to your value? So let's practice what this might sound like. If I notice right now, maybe I'm noticing that I'm a little worried about my upcoming trip and balancing the work that I have as a business owner. So that's something I could notice right now. If I observe, I can feel my feet connected to the floor, something that's happening around me. I can feel my back on the chair that I'm currently in. And if I look out my window, I can see some green grass. So I'm drawing on my senses to observe what's happening in the moment. And now I go to that workaround. So do I have a workaround for this moment that brings me closer to something that's important to me? So if I lean towards my value of balance and rest, which aligns with my vacation coming up, the workaround is I'm going to reconnect with my assistant and clarify the task that she'll be handling in my absence. So now I've acknowledged that I had some worry. I've observed what's going on in the present moment, and that put me in that place of choice to find a workaround. So now it's your turn. What do you notice now? What can you observe now? What is the workaround for this exact moment? And maybe do you need one? Why or why not? So finally, it's important to remember that burnout is not a personal failure. It's a natural response to chronic stress and can happen to anyone. So by focusing on workability and practicing boundaries, we can overcome burnout and build a more fulfilling work life. Let's try a guided exercise related to ACT and burnout. I'm going to invite you to find a comfortable position, and we'll start by taking a few deep breaths just to ground yourself. Close your eyes and imagine yourself in a place where you feel calm and relaxed. This could be a place you've been before, a place that you might imagine in your mind. Take a moment to observe your surroundings. Notice the colors, the texture, the sounds. Now imagine yourself doing something that's aligned with your values and your goals, but doesn't feel overwhelming or stressful at work. It could be reaching out to a colleague. It could be taking a drink of water, getting some sunshine, outside air. Take a deep breath and allow yourself to feel the sensation of maybe peace and calm. And maybe a little fulfillment that comes from doing something that is meaningful and enjoyable to you. Stay here for a few moments in that space. Remember, workability is about whether your actions are effective in achieving and aligning with your goals and your values. So by focusing on these things, you'll move towards a more workable life. If you feel called to grab a piece of paper and write anything down that came to mind during this practice, please do so. And as a reminder, newsletter subscribers will get a burnout worksheet that parallels this episode. If you aren't a newsletter subscriber, head to my website and sign up today. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review and a 5-star rating. Maybe even share the love with friends, families, and coworkers. As always, thank you for being you and for being here. That's it for today's episode of the Just Ask podcast. I hope you found the discussion helpful and informative. Remember, you can always find the links to any resources or references mentioned in the episode in the show notes. If you have any questions, comments, or feedback about today's episode or any suggestions for future topics you'd like me to cover, please don't hesitate to reach out. You can contact me directly via email at info@bestillbeconnected.com or follow me on Instagram at AshNFIO. As always, I want to leave you with a catchy ACT phrase to help you stay motivated and focused on your journey towards greater psychological flexibility. So today's phrase is, act now, not later. Remember, the only way to create lasting change in your life is to take action in the present moment in alignment with your values and your goals. Thank you again for listening to the Just Act podcast, and I look forward to connecting with you in our next episode.